These are questions to ask your crush over text. So if you're a bad texter, like, you know, okay. That was one of the complaints a lot of times about women on dating apps is they will do stuff to spur conversation and then get back cool from dudes, right?
Yeah.
Pretty common.
Yeah.
You got to do better than that.
Yeah.
So I have all these questions. I'm going to ask each of you one and then move on. The next person gets one. So we'll just rotate.
Okay.
And they can be fast answers.
All right.
Who's first?
I'll go.
Kelly, who was your first celebrity crush?
Ooh, first celebrity crush. Oh, definitely one of JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, loved from Home him. Improvement.
Yeah. And then what were the Lawrence brothers? I always thought
Joey?
They were super cute.
And Matthew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was Matthew in?
Kelly's Dreams.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in something, but I don't remember.
Yeah. And Steve, Joey, who was your first Joey celebrity crush?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jodie Sweetin.
From Full House.
Full House, yeah.
Ellen?
David Spade.
Is there another David Spade?
No. Nope.
Just the one.
The David Spade.
Okay. Wings.
Somebody my age was probably Alyssa Milano. Before that, I had a little bit of a crush on Daisy Duke.
That's but exactly like, mine.
But
there
was,
were only two women in the 80s.
But I was like yeah. nine.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
But she was in right. bikinis a lot. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a game changer.
But Alyssa as a Milano, person though. Who was actually my age, yeah, probably Alyssa Milano.
Steve, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, God, it feels generic to say Shawshank, but that's such a good movie.
It's not Money Pit?
No.
Can't say that when you're talking to somebody new on a dating app.
No, definitely
My favorite
not.
Movie's Money Pit. Okay, hey, where'd you go?
What's your favorite quote? Have you heard the laugh?
Call me right
no,
now.
No, don't do it.
You want me to pull it up
no.
right now?
No. No, we got to move on. Maitland, what's something you spend too much money on?
Oh, probably my nails.
Hummings, what's your most impressive skill?
Woodworking.
Okay. Kelly, when are we hanging out next? I'm just going in order.
Are you trying to grab lunch after the show? Well, technically,
no, I got
we're
things
hanging
to
out
do.
Right now.
This is it.
All right.
Six, Steve, what's one song you know every word of?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song.
You do? The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Even the second verse nobody knows?
Yeah, I think so.
Do it.
I need the music.
Boy. I'm just kidding. There's not a second verse.
Yeah, he said nobody knows it.
Yeah, also, if you know it, you can do it without the music.
Yeah.
No, but I need the music to really get in the feels.
I could do every word of umbop for you right now without
of what?
An umbop. Shoo-ba-dop-a-dop, doo-wop. Doo-wee-dop-a-dop-doo, yeah.
What are the actual words, though? What? I didn't say, what's a song you know the sounds of?
Plant a seed, plant a flower, plant a rose. You can plant any one of those. You plant it to find out which one grows. It's a secret that no one knows. No
are
one.
Those seriously no. the words to that?
Yeah, I know every word to
I've
that
I've never
song.
Listened to the real
words. I told
words.
You guys I did slam poetry, and all I did was say Umbop by Hanson, and when people caught on, they were pissed at me.
Yeah, they should have been. Maitland, what's your dream job?
It feels corny to say this, so I'll say fashion designer.
Too late. Already deleted the contact. That took way too long. Fashion designer?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I suppose. That was very mean. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'll take it back. Hot Wings.
Yes.
Play any instruments? I already know the answer.
Yes, I do. I play the saxophone.
Kelly, what's your favorite animal?
Oh, my favorite animal? I really like manatees. A lot.
You stole that from Maitland.
And sloths.
You never once talked about manatees before Maitland started.
This is why
this is why people said we can't have two women on the show. Kelly's jealous and trying to steal Maitland's things.
Yeah,
I just saw a video of a manatee named Paula coming up to a diver, and he was like, "There's Paula."
Aww.
I was like, "That is an adorable manatee." But I mean, I like sloths too. I like
sloths
dogs.
Are pretty good.
Ooh, what about a slow loris?
What is a slow loris? Oh,
those things cool. that are, I don't even know what they are, but they're. They just move really slow.
I feel like they're part of maybe part of the sloth family in some manner. Maybe.
First time I've ever heard of that thing.
They're Steve,
those things are crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're interesting looking. Yeah.
Steve, fiction or nonfiction?
Oh, I never remember which one is which.
Come on, man. What?
Do you need to hear the music before you answer this? Fiction is fake.
Fiction
nonfiction is real.
Yeah, I always think that it should be the other way.
It's not.
Yeah.
I like real stuff.
Okay. Maitland, how many pair of shoes do you have? Pairs of shoes.
10.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Who do you think has the most shoes on the show?
Kelly.
How many do you have, Kelly?
A lot.
20?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you carrying them in your abdomen? Why did that sound weird?
I don't like some of the shoes that I have, so it makes me feel bad that I have so many of them. I just got rid of my hooker boots that I haven't worn those since I left Atlanta.
Since you got the job?
Yeah. I didn't need to anymore, you know?
Wow, the slow loris is nature's only venomous primate.
Oh, wow. Okay, good to know. Okay, so don't anger that monkey.
It's got huge eyes.
Kelly, what was the first musical artist you ever got obsessed with?
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Steve, what's the best meal you've ever eaten? One meal.
One meal? Oh, that's not fair. So many good meals out there.
Was it the beef ravioli your mommy brought you on your plane to spring break?
Yeah, was that your best meal?
Was it the meatloaf that my husband and I made you after y'all had your second baby? The
meatloaf was good. Yeah. And by the way, those were Wawa hoagies that my mommy brought me my airplane.
She didn't even make them herself, huh?
Yeah.
Mommy, I need my Wawa.
In my brain, it's always been like a 14x9 deep dish of lasagna.
Me too. Me too. With
like something tin foil with on top foil with, on it. Yes.
With toothpicks in the top.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that it didn't touch the cheese.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to ruin it. You don't want the cheese to stick to the foil. And
she had you eat it with a serving spoon.
What's the actual best meal you've ever had?
Man, that meal that we had when we were in, was it Atlanta for radio camp? And we went to that Brazilian steakhouse.
Fogo de
Chao.
Oh, man, yeah, that place is
with
good.
Our friend right. Doug.
And we laughed and ate Tracy Doug in the show.
That was, I mean.
We laughed and ate so much.
It was an amazing meal, but just that whole experience was so much fun.
It was fun.
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've never had the meat sweats like I had that night, and it was so great.
Oh, man,
yeah.
They're little rolls, too. They're like cheesy rolls. I used to date one of somebody who worked there, and he'd come back with like a bag of those.
I'm sure there's no calories in each one of those.
No.
And all I do is put a wad of butter on it, shove it down my gape.
I just remember walking into that place. We immediately started laughing. We laughed throughout the entire meal.
Yeah.
And then we walked out laughing.
It was great.
It was a fun meal.
That was good. We learned a lot that night. Maitland, what's a movie you can watch over and over and over and over and over and over again and never get sick of it?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm.
Great movie.
Howings, when was the last time you got stage fright?
Wow. I don't know that I ever have.
Never ever?
Not really.
You don't get nervous before our live shows? I guess.
Well, getting a little nervous is totally different than stage fright, though. Like, where I'm like afraid, like, I'm like, oh no, I'm not sure this is going to go well. This is like, I don't have doom and gloom feelings when I go on a stage.
Did those improv, what were they called? Our impromptu TED Talks?
TED Talks.
During the live show? That was total improv. Whoa. Every time I was terrified. I was like, I'm going to suck.
Oh, I love those so much.
I loved them too, but man, every time they caused me stage fright. Every time. I don't even know if people laughed at the things I said because
really?
I blacked out. Yeah. I think I'd look at Steve afterwards and be like, here's the microphone, and I'd be shaking, handing it to him.
Yeah.
Four of the ones you did were really good.
Yeah, and I think we had like 11 live shows.
No, they were good. I thought everybody killed on those.
Yeah, those were fun.
I'm overconfident, though, so I'm like, this is gonna kill! They must not get it. Bad audience.
Is this mic on? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Let's see. Kelly.
Yeah.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
When people smack their gum. I hate it. Honestly, if I can hear you chewing anything because your mouth is open and you're smacking. Don't
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Steve, what famous person would you like to have swing by your house and hang out?
Oh, the boss.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did you see he jumped on stage with John Mellencamp and they did Pink Houses together?
Did
Is there anything more American and Americana than those two doing a duet? Maitland, these are all questions you can ask your new boo when you're goofing. Would you rather be rich or famous?
Rich. I got a lot of debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fame doesn't pay the student loans.
No. I mean, fame could eventually lead to riches, though, right?
If you have riches, you probably end up famous anyway. Look at a guy like Warren Buffett. He doesn't try to be famous, but he is. Like, it still comes along
with
it.
I mean, he was the richest person in the world for a while.
Right.
Not everybody's that.
But
you could be rich without being in the top 1,000.
I'd rather be rich and be able to like live my life the way I want to and nobody's in my business.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. Yeah.
Howings, what's your favorite vice?
I
swear to God, if you answer, well, a bench vice that'll help you file your, I will smack your face.
I mean, I don't know if driving is considered a vice, no. But I guess it is for me.
Well, vice is a bad thing that you enjoy doing.
All right, then gummy bears. Eating gummy bears. I freaking love them.
No, it's got to be like stealing or killing
crack. Yeah.
Okay, stealing crack. Yes, yeah. That's my favorite vice is stealing.
Like you don't do crack. You just steal it. You're like the Robin Hood of crack.
Yeah.
Like when bad people get murdered, you find out like, yeah, this guy was a pedophile and he was trying to be all crazy, so they had to take him out. I'm like, I actually kind of like that.
That's your vice?
Is that a vice, though? Because I think
so. So that's more of a vice than me going out for a drive?
Neither of those are vices.
How is the vice a bad thing?
So Kelly enjoys murder.
Yeah, that's
and
bad
I wanted
behavior.
To take a drop.
That's a vice.
Well, neither of what you said are vices.
I'm ruining the environment.
If Kelly,
how's that not a vice?
If Kelly enjoyed doing the murdering, that's probably a vice.
If Kelly's vice, like if Kelly, you're like, I love murdering. That's my vice. I can't go a day without
people
murdering.
Who deserve to be murdered.
But have you ever done it?
No, but I wish.
Then it's not your vice,
Dexter.
Huh. Well, my vice isn't cool. What, I paw my knuckles? Like, what vice do I have?
Weed.
Yeah, weed. It's the only, like, you do
that's
it, like,
legal.
Nine times a day.
Yeah,
it's
legal.
Still a vice.
It's legal. Yeah. How is it a vice? How is it bad if it's legal?
Alcohol's a vice. Cigarettes are a vice.
Gambling
those are legal.
Is a vice.
Gambling.
Oh, but those all make people terrible. Weed doesn't do that.
No.
No, it only, makes you rad all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Hot Wings. That's my thoughts exactly. It's like you're in my head.
Yeah, you don't smell like a highway skunk most of the time.
Yeah.
more.
Kelly, what's your next big purchase?
Probably a trip somewhere. Like we're going on one tomorrow. Yeah. But I purchased that like before Christmas.
I understand. Yeah. Steve, do you like big parties? Small groups?
Small groups.
Me too. Yeah. Maitland, do you have any recurring dreams?
Yeah.
What is it?
Tornadoes.
Really?
Yeah.
That you always was, run
when I was
from
like,
them?
Well, yeah, when I was like five, every night for like a year, I would dream about tornadoes. And now every so often when I dream about tornadoes, I wake up and I'm really scared.
That is no fun. Hot Wings, what's your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, my gosh. Probably. I think I'm kind of with Steve. Sometimes I forget my childhood, like what was going on during.
Preach, brother.
Probably hanging out with my friends, like riding bikes and going to the beach. Like we would always just have a blast. It's not really one specific moment. It's just we would do that all the time.
Are you guys all this way? Steve is that way. Kelly, do you have a favorite childhood moment?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What is it?
We'll never forget my Grandma Cheese and my Pappy when they were still young enough to go to the beach with us. We'd spend our summers in Connecticut with them.
You would summer in Connecticut.
Yeah, we would summer in Connecticut.
Yeah, you would
before returning home to your lake house.
And my Pappy had that house and his family for like over 100 years. And so it was this little like wooden shack of a beach house. It was cool. And they were still young enough where they could go sit out in the sun and be cozy. And my grandma went to Stop and Shop. She got us a whole bunch of different like Stop and Shop subs. And we sat out on the beach and it was like, I remember thinking this is probably one of the last years that my grandparents will full on do beach days with us. Cause we were getting to be that age where we could also go down there by ourselves. And that was like my absolute favorite memory. We'd spend the whole
That's pretty awesome.
Day on the beach.
Maitland, do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was when I was learning how to ride a bike without training wheels, and my dad had set up a ring with the hose in like the grass off the driveway, and he was like, just practice on that, because for whatever reason I was terrified to go on a hard surface, so I'll just, if I fall, I'm falling in the grass.
Yeah.
But then he and my middle sister Paige were riding bikes in the driveway, like just doing little loops. So my dad was on his bike, she was on her little one with training wheels, and I was just over there by myself doing loops in the grass. And so I was like, screw it, and I zoomed over to the driveway and started going around with them, and Paige was just like, you're doing it, and my dad was like, oh my god, you did it.
That's awesome.
That was really cute. Yeah,
that's a good one. Cool. That's a really good one. Let's see, Hot Wings, what's next on your bucket list?
I would like to go to Europe. I'd love to do Oktoberfest. My buddies and I have talked about that for years. It's just hard logistically with all three of us, because we still all have jobs that don't necessarily correspond to the same time frames. But I would love to do that.
That would be fun. I don't, Kelly, you can bring three things to a deserted island. What are they?
Well, dessert, now that you've put that in my head, obviously.
It's like a sheet cake.
Yeah, no, banana cream pie. It's my favorite. So a banana cream pie.
Okay, that's going to travel well.
My favorite book. And
you don't want a new book? You just want the same book to read over and over?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And that's the anarchist cookbook?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was going to say something else, and I'm not going to say that. And then some way to listen to music, if I can do that. Like a, I don't know. Like a CD player or something. I don't know, because you have to plug that in. That's a terrible idea. What would my third thing be?
Solar powered.
Oh no, my third thing would be a sleeping bag.
Oh, that's a smart choice. There's so many more. We only got 40,
but no lighter, so you just froze to death.
I know how to make a fire.
Do you?
I got this.
But if it's nice weather, you don't need a fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always good weather on lube.
It's always good weather on a deserted island. That's what they say.
Yeah.
We don't know where it is.
Look at Tom Hanks. He
might be in the North Atlantic.
Yeah.
He survived.